Well, good morning, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Proverbs Every Day. This is a live one, so that means one thing. Gotta get you some cool tunes to listen to while we wait. So I will see you soon for episode 252.
Was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get it wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, it takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter. Show people you're wise. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day. Every verse, there's a lesson to learn, a spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. So grab a new version of the book, every month a whole new.
Well, welcome once again to Proverbs Every Day, everybody. My name is DJ. Good to be with you here this morning. And let me take a moment to pray for you, and then we'll get started with our Proverbs 8 today. Father God, thank you so much for another Saturday, another great day to rest in your creation. Father God, we know that wisdom was there before any of this, before anything was created. wisdom was there. And so, Father, we do return to that original intentionality, and we ask that you would prepare our hearts and our minds this morning to hear your word, to hear your guidance, and to live the lives that you would have us to live. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right. Once again, we're in the common Jew. I said common again. I keep doing this. I don't know why. This is the complete Jewish Bible. Complete. I mean, it's right here on my screen. I don't know why I miss it every time. But I do. Chapter 8. So yesterday we talked about adulteress, and so today we're going to hear about the other woman that should be in our lives. Wisdom is calling, understanding is raising her voice. On the heights along the road where paths meet, she is standing. By the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud, "People, I am calling you, raising my voice to all mankind. You who don't direct your lives, understand caution. As for you, you fools, get some common sense." I talk about this a lot, but I keep wanting to see this noted, is that this is not passive. Wisdom is actively calling to you. Wisdom is actually wanting to be in relationship with you, wanting to invest in you. Verse 6. "Listen, I will say worthwhile things. When I speak, my words are right. My mouth says what is true, because my lips detest evil. All the words from my mouth are righteous. Nothing false or crooked is in them. They are all clear to those who understand and straightforward to those who gain knowledge." So, do note a contrast here between the last chapter, where a woman is targeting a single gullible young man and saying a lot of the things that are there to deceive him. But on this other hand, we have wisdom calling to all, calling out to people that are ignorant, calling out to the foolish, saying, "This is the better path." "Receive my instruction rather than silver, knowledge rather than the finest gold. Wisdom is far better than pearls. Nothing you want can compare with her." Yeah, I love this. And again, in this chapter, we're seeing receive instruction and knowledge. These are free gifts. In other chapters, we're told to seek after them in the same kind of way. But this is the free thing rather than the expensive thing. It's that important. If the Bible thought that it was important for you to go out and get silver and gold above all other things, it would tell you. And it does, in fact, talk in other passages about the importance of working to get what we need. But in this particular case, it's like, well, okay, that's all important at all. But what's more important is knowledge. What's more important is instruction. What's more important is wisdom. This is better. This is more important. So don't get it twisted, in other words. Get your priorities right. Verse 12. I, wisdom, live together with caution. I attain knowledge and discretion. The fear of Adonai is hatred of evil. Hatred of evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil ways and duplicitous speech. Good advice is mine and common sense. I am insight, power is mine. By me, kings reign and princes make just laws. By me, princes govern, nobles too, and all the earth's rulers. I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, lasting wealth and righteousness. So again, this is something where we have a result here. But we also have an upgrade. She says, my fruit is better. Better than gold, fine gold. My produce is better than the finest silver. I follow the course of righteousness along the paths of justice, to endow with wealth those who love me and fill their treasuries. Actually, let's come back to that. So Isaiah, I have a thing right over here on my desk that's Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Here on YouTube and social media, you'll hear a lot of people talking a lot about how to get wealth and all these kind of things. And it's here. It's right in the Bible here. It's be wise. God will teach you how to do this. DJ won't teach you how to do this. God will teach you how to do this. Okay. Seeking wisdom will teach you how to do this. DJ won't teach you how to do this. That's not what I'm here for. But I am here to encourage you that there is a pathway here, that you're not going to forego wealth by seeking wisdom first and making that your priority. Much to the contrary is what she's saying here, is that it is not something where you're going to have a life of poverty because you're wise. That's not what this is going to be. It's that you will have a life of your priorities in order because your character is put first. That's what this is saying. So don't get it twisted. But at the same time, realize that when we say things like, God has you covered, or God's got you, or that sort of thing, that's what we actually mean. So to translate for those that are hearing Christianese and hearing these kind of phrases, that's what the phrase means, at least what it probably should mean, is that if you follow God's ways, he's not going to let you astray. But you have to follow. You have to do the right things. You have to make him a priority, make wisdom a priority. So as I was saying in our opening prayer today, actually, verse 22, Adonai made me as the beginning of his way. This is wisdom speaking. The first of his ancient works. I was appointed before the world. Before the start, before Earth's beginnings. When I was brought forth, there were no ocean depths, no spring brimming with water. Highlight that real quick here. I was brought forth, verse 25, I was brought forth before the hills, before the mountains had settled in place. He had not made the earth, the fields, or even the earth's first grain of dust. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew the horizon's circle in the deep, when he set the skies above in place, when the fountains of the deep poured forth, when he prescribed the boundaries for the sea so that its water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, I was with him as someone he could trust. For me, every day was pure delight as I played in his presence all the time. We see wisdom as this stoic, vision, I guess you could see. You know, we see wisdom as an old man. What I want you to see right now is a vision of wisdom as a little girl playing alongside daddy as he's working. I want you to get that visual into your head. That the intentionality that God has in wisdom is that kind of freedom, that kind of joy, that kind of a presence. Playing everywhere on his earth. And delighting to be with humankind. It's one of the single coolest passages in scripture, and it gets missed all the time. This is wisdom playing everywhere on his earth. Is this not awesome? Hello, can I get a witness? Anybody out there? This is just cool. Maybe it's just me geeking out. I don't know. But I love this imagery, and it helps me along. It helps me not, I guess, take it so seriously in the regards that it's unapproachable. It makes it real and something that it's just like, okay, I can embrace this way of living because this is joyous, because this is what it was made for. Creation was made for wisdom to play in it. Creation was called into being so that we could be delighted in, so that we could live a way that is not burdensome, that is not filled with only things we don't want, but to have a path for things that make us this carefree. We have a creator, God, Adonai, that wanted this for us. So he put that as a priority. Play was first. Wisdom was first. Delight was first. Then everything was made. Then we were put in there. Sorry. It's just amazing to me. I love diving in like this. It is, this has changed my perspective. This has altered the way I view my relationship with God. And I really do hope that this is something that you're getting out of this today. Verse 32, therefore, children, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and grow wise. Do not refuse it. How happy the person who listens to me, who watches daily at my gates and waits outside my doors. Hear instruction and grow wise. Do not refuse it. How happy the person who listens to me. Here's another thing. Who watches daily at my gates, waits outside my doors. That's why I think this needs to be it. That's why I've been really happy to have a system of accountability in place. You know, I can't make you watch this. I can't make you do this every day. I can encourage it, but because I'm encouraging you to do it, it's actually making me have to create it. And so for 252 days straight, this has been my daily practice of doing this. And yeah, I've got people that I don't think have missed a single day, which is really awesome too. I'm not in this alone, but it does give me that accountability, which has really been a lot of cool things happening in my life because of that accountability. But verse 35, for he who finds me finds life and obtains the favor of Adonai. But he who misses me harms himself, and all who hate me love death. This is not a threat. This is mourning. This is unfortunate. But to find I'm just doing some fun highlights here. So it's not just because I said so. It's because there's a blessing here. It's because there is favor here. And to not just take this as a free gift is basically harming oneself. So why do that? And why? Why would you do that? In any case, great to be with you today. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday as we go forward. I do hope that this is a time of joy for you, a time where you are able to tap into that intention that God has for you to be joyful. And in that, I mean secure enough in who God is to be enjoying it, to enjoy God's favor, not to run away in fear, but to dance. Okay, maybe I don't dance, but play. I do play. every now and then. So I do encourage that today. And I would also encourage you tomorrow. I will do a preemptive broadcast tomorrow. I'll go ahead and put it on to Facebook and YouTube. Facebook as a live broadcast, but YouTube will be released earlier. I'm trying to do that every Sunday. And then just for logistics sakes, the weeks to follow, we're going to be shifting towards more of a model where I'm going to start attempting to morph these studies a little bit as far as how they are presented on YouTube to attract more people. I've been doing some studies with that and some methods of that to you know, attract people in here. But at the same time, I do encourage you to encourage your friends to join up. That's been the best way to spread the word, is to have people that are like, hey, you know what? This is making a difference in my life, and maybe you should attempt this as well. Maybe you should make this a daily practice. It's good stuff. In any event, I do love you guys, and I do hope that you will join us yet again tomorrow. In the meantime, be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.